Independent Home Care. Rachel speaking.
Hi, Rachel. This is Samantha.
Oh, hi, Samantha. I just texted you, right?
Yes, you did. You just called. I tried to answer, but I had you in my voicemail, so I don't think it was working.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, so as I said, we're looking for certified caregivers. Are you certified?
I have my CNA. I have had my PCA in the past, but I don't think that's – I don't even know if they expire, but I don't think
okay.
that –
I don't think the PCA expires. I can just check real quick in the registry. The CNA would not work for us. We're looking for PCA or HHA. But if you have a PCA certificate once, then it is probably still active.
I had got my PCA, geez, in like early, maybe 2017, 2015. I don't even know. It was a long time ago.
Okay. I mean, it's probably still active. It states it never expires. So if you can just give me your name, I'll check it up in the registry.
Yeah, it's Samantha Gonzalez.
Okay, Samantha.
Okay, Samantha, I don't know if you need the middle name or middle initial.
Gonzalez. Okay, hold on. Okay, what's the middle initial?
R is red.
Okay, let me see if that works. Okay. You said R.
I'm surprised you guys don't hire CNAs even, you know, under like a.
Because we're like, we're home health. So CNA is more of like nursing homes, hospitals, and like facilities. And then PCA and home health aides are more for like private home care.
Yeah, but I mean, I get that, but you figure it's basically the same care. Like, it could be the same level of care.
I know. Technically, like in a perfect world, it should be fine. But.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Maybe with your, there comes out like a million Samantha. So, what's your date of birth?
9/22/96. So September 22nd, 96.
Okay. Okay, got it. Let me take a look at it. So basically, when you get certified and you work for different agencies, you get registered in the New York registry, so we can see. Okay. I mean, it's still active.
I haven't used it in, I don't even know how long.
I mean, it's still shows here, so you're good. Do you want me to send you an application?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, I'm just going to take your basic information. Okay. Is this the best number that we can reach you on?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your address?
My home address is 23 Lincoln Ave. 13126 Oswego, New York.
Okay. And your email address?
It's my first and last name, 2018 at iCloud. So
okay.
Samantha Gonzalez, 2018.
2018 at iCloud. Okay. And do you speak any other languages?
No.
Okay. What are you looking for, part-time, full-time? Overnight, afternoon, morning, like what are you looking for?
I'm currently pretty open.
Okay.
I am looking to, I'm currently working with the agency to do per diem with my CNA.
Okay.
So I mean,
okay.
That's obviously per diem.
Okay. Sounds good.
But, yeah, ultimately, depending on where the location is, I think would determine my full-time or part-time, because I would like to be closer to home. But, I mean, all of that can be discussed, I would say. I mean, I said, I'm open to both. I'm open to full-time and part-time, so it just kind of depends on what, where, and how much, you know?
For sure. So, for starters, I'll send you the application, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you can start filling it out, and then I guess you can be in touch tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. But I would say that I would be looking to kind of start sooner than later, if that's possible.
I understand. So the onboarding process could take, I would say, 1 to 2 weeks. You know, we do need a lot of documentation to get you started.
Okay. Well, I guess you might be pleased to hear I do have a pre-employment physical on the 1st,
okay,
so
amazing.
I'll have all of my documentation as far as that goes. But, yeah,
okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be in touch.
All right. Bye.